Travel is great, but planning for travel can be time-consuming and difficult. That's where One Travel comes in. With One Travel, you'll find everything you need to book the perfect trip. Flights, hotels, cars, transportation, it's all right there. With One Travel, you can book online, via app, or even pick up the phone and talk to a travel advisor ready to help you make your selections. Visit onetravel.com/music or call 855-437-2154. Plan it, book it, live it. One Travel.
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
It's not easy being Jeff Lewis.
But I was nice. I was nice-ish.
You are an HR nightmare.
You don't return your phone calls. You don't return your text messages. You only return an email if someone alerts you that you have one. And that is not a becoming habit for a professional, Jeff.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Hey, welcome to Jeff Lewis Has Issues. In today's episode, Heather McMahon and her best friend, Jackie Schimmel, join the show. We talk about low GPAs, European fashion, and prisoners on planes. I'm here with comedian, actress, podcaster, Heather McMahon. Jackie Schimmel's here, too. What do you do, Jackie? What do you do
Unclear.
Exactly?
You know, I just phone it in on a regular basis. Just, you know, personality for days.
Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. I love Jackie Schimmel, as everybody knows. And could you imagine if she actually had a work ethic, what she could accomplish? She's very smart. She's very talented, Heather.
She could be the next Oprah, white Oprah. You know
she
what I mean?
Be.
But she does the minimal amount of work. And
right.
And you know what? I respect her for that.
Thank you.
Because every time I'm out there hustling, working hard, on tour, you know, juggling a million balls in the air, Jackie will always send me a little note. She'll just say, I'm so proud of you. Also, I could never. I'm so tired. I just made a casserole. And I'm like, you know what? Thank you for just
she
encouraging me.
She exhausts me.
Exhausts her. I exhaust a lot of people, but especially you.
But I was shocked because I was wondering how your parents feel because you're obviously very bright. You could have done a lot with your life.
Sure.
And I was curious what your grades were in high school. Little low, I would say.
I am happy to report that I'm actually not sure if I really did graduate high school. They did let me walk, but like it was kind of up in the air for a few hours. I graduated with a 1.8 GPA, and I'm very proud of that.
Okay. Actually got choked up.
It's not a joke.
And
by
this
the
is
way.
Why we ended up at community college, correct?
For a day.
For a day, yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You went one day.
I went one day. And mm-hmm. I was like, not for me.
Right.
Now,
right.
I'm not very scholastic either. I mean, that's why I do comedy. I
right.
went to the University of Mississippi. It's not
oh,
like
fuck
I was...
off, Heather. That's yeah. a really good school.
It is a good school.
It was the only school I got into, the only college.
That must have been nice. I got into literally zero.
Did you graduate?
I did graduate, yes.
Wow.
Yeah, I graduated. But I'm like a little bit of a politician. Like, I was student body president in my high school. Mm-hmm. I ran my sorority, but I didn't have the grades. So I knew that I had to make up for it in every other social way.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
Exhausting.
Exhausting.
Mm-hmm. Now, I wanted to ask you about this because I was shadow banned a few days ago on
sure.
Instagram. And I don't know why. Do you ever not know what, or do you usually know what you do to get yourself shadow banned?
Actually, the first time I got fully deleted from Instagram is because I called this one, Heather McMahon,
a fat cunt. No, it was a whore, right?
A whore.
A fat whore. Okay. Always the fat in front of it.
A fat whore.
Fat whore.
And then I was deleted from Instagram for 3 months.
We were at this like wellness retreat, okay,
yeah.
in Malibu. And that's the thing that pisses me off. It's like, we're funny bitches. If I want to put you on my Instagram and
yeah.
call you, you know, a dirty whore, let me do it.
Sure.
It's we're in on the joke. And you did. You called me like a fat whore. And I was in the video. Like, I am a fat whore. And then they just took you off.
But
yeah.
see, Instagram doesn't know
they
that.
They don't know.
They don't do the research.
Yeah.
They didn't call Heather. They should have called you. Like, hey, Heather McMahon, this is Instagram calling.
Yeah. Yes.
How do you feel
do you
about
feel?
This?
How do you yeah. identify? And
right.
Like a fat whore.
It was consensual.
It was
a consensual experience.
You should have to press charges.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yes.
I mm-hmm. think that's the case. You have to, but maybe somebody complained. Maybe that's why I got shut up.
Oh, no. It was reported violently.
It was me.
Heather's like, love you, girly. And she's just under her covers, like, fucking bitch.
Okay, so I have to say, and I'm really sorry to out you, Jackie, but Jackie was a few minutes earlier than you because not that you're not professional on time, you were doing the Howard Stern wrap up show.
Yes, I was working.
Yes, you were working.
In a leather short.
Yes, dressed like a full sex worker. In a very inappropriate outfit, but yes. And I asked you, I'm like, what are you doing today? You said you're doing press. And then I said, are you going to the club after? And then that would make sense.
Yes.
But you're not going to the club.
No.
And that you didn't wear that last night.
No, I did not wear this last night. But when I left to come do the Howard Stern wrap-up show at 5 a.m., the valet was like, oh, she just left a room.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So can you just describe for our audience what you're wearing today?
So I am wearing a nice tailored double-breasted blazer that's leather from Zara, a slutty bodysuit underneath, and leather shorts with knee-high boots. I am dressed like Anna Nicole Smith if she was going to a funeral, you know?
Yeah, right, yeah. Right. Now, what happened is, so Jackie was there a little earlier, and she really just sang your praises. Oh. I mean, she was like, Heather is one of my best friends. Uh-huh. I think she might even said best friend.
Oh, okay.
And I thought it was a little stalkery, but I just was listening, and I'm like, oh, it's possible.
I would like to just go on the record, and actually, Heather was the one that said that. I said that you would like her more than me, and I'm okay with it.
You did talk about how close you were.
I did say that.
And then you show up with your friend Christina.
Yes.
And you basically introduced her as your best friend. And I said, well, Jackie, I thought you were Heather's best friend.
Okay. Well, then, all right. I don't.
Yeah, Heather. Yes. Why don't you explain this?
Jackie is, okay, so I've lived a lot of places. I've lived 100 lives.
Yeah.
When I say, like, she's my best friend, she's probably one of my best friends in L.A.
Yes.
Right? That I have different people from different parts of my life.
Yes.
Christina is my best college friend. She introduced me to my husband. She works with me. Like, she is my best current friend that's in my life every day. Jackie is my best friend that lives in fucking Calabasas.
This is the root of the problem, which is what I said to you before Heather got there. This is the root of all of your issues.
What is it?
Too fucking friendly.
You're right.
I complain about this often anytime we go anywhere, okay? She is making friends with everyone with a fucking pulse. We went to Europe together for her birthday. Went to Paris. She's kibitzing in the fucking
that's
bar.
That's like my middle brother.
She's doing like a fucking meet and greet.
So annoying.
Ritz.
My brother does that too.
Shut up.
Yep.
I'm Southern. So I enjoy meeting people. I'm that person on vacation where, you know, if we're at a 7-star resort, I'm still going to like roll up to you at the bar and be like, what are you drinking? I'm that. I'm exhausted.
So annoying.
I know. So she just completely just strikes up conversations with strangers.
Oh, and everyone's like, that Heather, she's the best. God, I love that Heather. I'm like, yeah, no, I know. But can we just have fucking dinner and talk shit about people?
Yeah, can I just have dinner with my best friend, please? Yeah.
My best friend in the entire world, matching tattoos, friendship bracelet.
Literally, though, one night when we were in Paris, we had like 11 p.m. reservation, and Jackie and I have like 6 glasses of wine. We're smoking fake cigarettes, and we were just crying and weeping about our dead relatives. And people were walking by the table like, hey, big fans of y'all. And we're like, what do you want? A mess. So it can really,
hysterical.
The pendulum swings very both ways when we're on vacation together.
Now, let me ask you this. So you both are successful women.
Yes.
For sure.
Definitely.
For sure.
When you guys go to dinner together, there's no splitting the check, right?
No.
After a certain age,
no.
Right? Mm-hmm. You don't split the check anymore.
We didn't split one check.
No.
So it's like, you got it.
Yes.
Yes. No.
I just think it's so weird, when you go out to dinner with adults.
I agree.
In their 30s, 40s, 50s, and they're splitting the check.
Totally agree.
And I'm always fighting for the credit card points. Like, I will always want to put it on mine because I'm just like, give me the Amex points, so we can plan our next Paris trip. Because we're high-low kind of gals. Actually, I'm high-low. Jackie's just high-high, you know?
She made me go to a Zara in Paris.
I did.
And a fucking Sephora.
I did.
Have you ever been in a Zara before?
Yes.
But
I love a Zara.
But not in Paris. You're right. I get it.
No, I like to go to a European Zara. Just fulfills me in a way that I can't describe.
Oh, my God. And then you had to go back.
And I had to go back because I had to return something. Because really, the European Zaras don't carry my size. But I force it. I make it work, you know?
Oh, they don't? Zara doesn't?
Not really, no. Everything's already smaller in Europe, and I've got big tits and broad shoulders, so I'm already stretching out
an XL. We were talking about your tits. Now, those are natural.
These are natural.
But you're eventually, like me, going to need a lift.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got long titties right now.
Oh, they're long.
They're long, yeah.
So then what would you do? Because the problem is if you do an implant, you don't want them bigger. You just need to do a lift, right?
I would want an implant and them sit literally under my chin. Like, I'd like to rest like that. Are you kidding me?
Like a pillow when you're traveling.
Like a pillow when you're traveling. Mm-hmm. A neck pillow. Mm. I want perky titties. I want my nipples to the sky. The thing is, I have great nipples. I have really nice areolas. Mm-hmm. For the size breasts, they're very nice.
You don't have children yet.
I don't have children.
So you haven't breastfed or
exactly.
anything?
Okay. Yeah, so but there's... I breastfeed my husband pretty pretty hard. He's a tits guy, you know?
Oh, he is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he loves that, you know, get on there.
Wow.
I told you I'm friendly.
Now, too fucking friendly.
So you live in Atlanta, Georgia.
I sure do.
You live in a large home with your mother.
Yes.
Okay, so it's your mom's home. Your dad passed away.
Yes.
And you and your husband, Jeff, relocated from New York, is that it?
Uh-huh. We were living in New York, and then the pandemic hit, and my mom had this house, and so we went down basically to escape, you know, New York. And now we are redoing the house, taking over the house. We're purchasing it from my mom. And
oh, you're buying it from your mom?
Yeah, so it's going to be...
Heather's rich.
Yeah.
Real fucking rich.
Wow.
Don't let the pleather Zara fool you.
I'm
rich.
It just threw me off.
I don't buy, I'll go to Europe and buy like two Gucci bags a year. The rest of it.
Don't make it personal.
Okay, I'm sorry.
But here would be my suggestion. When you walk into Zara Europe, okay, just ask them, you know, is this appropriate for daytime?
Okay.
Is this appropriate for nighttime? Because I like your taste. I just think you're confused about what time it is.
Here's the thing. I'm a stand-up comedian. I only work at night, all right? So I don't have daytime clothes. I only have nighttime clothes. And if you see me on stage, I'm razzle fucking dazzle. I'm in glitter. I'm in feathers. I'm in fur, cheetah print, lycra, spandex. I don't know how to just do a casual morning breakfast look.
I do want to just, you know, give you props. Uh-huh. I did like that Gucci jumpsuit.
Thank you.
You were wearing. It was your special. I watched your special last night.
Thank you.
On Netflix.
It was actually by Show Me Your Moo Moo, but I say that I had to have Gucci sew the jackets together. Yeah.
It was gorgeous.
Thank you.
Yeah, you look great. And I actually really loved the special. It's The Son I Never Had.
Yeah.
It is on Netflix now.
Mm-hmm.
I just searched Heather McMahon. You came right up.
I love that.
I would love for you to do a special, but we know how lazy you are and how that's never going to happen.
Never.
You produced your own special and then mm-hmm. sold it to Netflix.
I sure did. Yeah.
What is it? What did it cost to put that thing together?
It was about I'm trying to say like $200,000. Yeah.
Wow. To put the whole special together.
And then I'm shooting.
And then they gave you 50.
Yeah. They gave me a swift kick in the ass and said, here's a Zara gift certificate. Go have some fun. And then I'm doing another one next week. So I'm shooting another one in Atlanta at my home theater at the Fox Theater. So I'm already cutting another check. It's crazy.
So I wanted to ask you. So I would actually, after watching the special, I would be interested in seeing you in person, your stand-up. I know you're at the Pantages on November 4th.
Yes, this Saturday.
And then you go back to Atlanta, mm-hmm. and you are on, it's the 9th and the 10th of November in Atlanta, correct?
And that's where we're shooting the special. But then I'm back on the road. I mean, I'm going to Australia. We're adding dates. I thought I was going to get next year off a little bit, like a couple months.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, no, the Netflix special is doing well. Now we need you to add every fucking other city that you've never been to. So,
but let me ask you this.
Yeah.
If I were to buy tickets, is it the same...
No.
Shtick as what's on the special. It's different.
It's totally different. So the special that is out, Son I Never Had, was from my first tour, which was called the Farewell Tour. And then this tour that I'm currently on, the Comeback Tour, is what I'm shooting next week. But that won't come out for like another year. You're always a year ahead. So people get a little confused. They're like, oh, I want to wait to come to the live show, or I want to wait to watch the special because I think that's going to be the same material. Totally different material.
Okay, what's going to happen after today is that chumps, right? You know the chumps.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to start showing up to your events.
I would love
that. Now, I just want to tell you, they're lovely, loyal.
Mm-hmm. Broken.
Well, let's start with the positive. Very loyal, very supportive, mm-hmm. the nicest people you'll ever meet. They do have some issues. There's a lack of self-control. They will interrupt your routine. They will cause disturbances. They will drink too much. They do have, like, you know, they have some learning disabilities. They have
I have ADHD. I get it.
Behavioral issues, mm-hmm. addiction issues, childhood is a lot.
A lot of trauma, layered.
Mm. But extremely loyal. Mm-hmm. They'll go to one show. They'll go to two shows. They'll follow you.
Well, I will take it. Here's the thing. My audience already is unhinged, unglued. You know,
nothing like the chumps.
It's a lot of white women who just haven't been out of the house in a minute.
Yeah.
So I have no problem just pointing at people and going, shut the fuck up. Just shut the fuck up. Just shut up. Mm. I have no problem.
Okay, you're going to have to do that.
Yeah, that's fine.
Now, did you meet Jameson, our producer?
Yes.
Hi, Jeff.
Did you tell her about your relationship?
I did not.
You didn't Heather get a chance.
Heather doesn't even know I'm gay.
Oh, yeah.
Is that true, Heather?
I had no idea.
Yeah. See, I told you.
We are very diverse here. Mm-hmm. Jameson is, he has a black boyfriend.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It's an interracial relationship.
That's beautiful.
Isn't it?
It's great.
My husband's Italian, but the only guys who hit on me outside of my husband are black men. So I'm into this. Yeah.
And why do you think that is?
The tits. Mm. Yeah.
And the ass.
And the ass.
Mm. And blonde hair. And
that's how I got from.
And the leather. And
the
leather.
Tits and the ass.
Yeah. Tits and the ass, for sure. Yeah.
Now, what did you girls do for Halloween?
I was in bed. I was up at 4 a.m. today.
I made a chili.
Oh, nice.
Did you have trick-or-treaters?
I did. A couple. Yeah.
A couple.
In my neighborhood, we're on the far side, so it's a little bit of an incline, and people are lazy and don't really like want to make the trek. But we had a few, a sprinkling.
Did you have a nice pumpkin with a little candle in it?
I didn't put any candles in the pumpkins, but I did have somewhat of a porchscape, if you will.
So people knew that you, and the lights were on, and people knew
I
that you would.
I turned them off at 8, to be fair, because I was like, if one motherfucker comes up with an overbite and wakes up my baby, I will clock him at the knees.
You know, I have to say, when we went trick-or-treating at my brother's, mm-hmm. and I was on my way home, and it was 8:35,
yeah.
and these kids were still trick-or-treating on
my street. Enough.
I think it's too late.
Yeah.
It's rude.
I think it's too
late. It's dangerous, honestly. It's dangerous.
Yes.
That's when people are coming home from dinner. You know, they've had a bottle of wine, a dirty martini. We're on the road, you know,
swerving away.
Yeah.
Now, we went over to Valley Village, and they
love Valley Village.
So do I. And in my brother's neighborhood, you know, they shut down the streets, and it's all everybody decorates and everything. It was really fun, but we did go through the candy afterwards
for anthrax and razor blades.
No, I just wanted to see what Monroe got.
Oh, okay.
And it's interesting because she doesn't know a lot of the candies. I'm like, hey, give me one of those Snickers. She's like, which one's that? I'm like, how do you not know what a Snickers is? Give me one of those Tootsie Rolls. And she's like, what's that? I'm like, how do you not know all these candies?
Wow.
But listen to this bullshit, Heather. Someone gave her a fortune cookie, a wrapped fortune cookie.
What a stupid...
That's really? Leftover from their chin.
I like
chin.
That. I like it, but what was the fortune? What if it's just like, you
7 days
yeah,
until you die?
Yeah, exactly. What if it's like some creep being like, you know, you're going to have childhood diabetes or something? Like,
oh,
what
my God.
It?
If you think I'm not doing that next year, you're fucking insane.
Yeah, they just gave us an idea.
Somebody gave her like one of those Kind bars.
No. Then that person should kill themselves.
Torch the house.
Yeah. I agree. And then there's always one asshole. She got a toothbrush.
Disgusting.
Oh. Fuck you.
Now, did
and
it
your
have,
toothbrush.
Did it have like the dentist name on it? Like they were trying to promote their practice?
I don't know. She threw it out immediately.
Good for her.
Yeah, she's like, good for her. She just threw it out. But now I was dressed as Chucky. So I was the Grinch on mm-hmm. Saturday.
Okay.
But then I felt like I needed a new costume
sure.
for trick-or-treating.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
The Chucky costume was a lot more comfortable. Mm-hmm. So now I'm like basically a 6'2". Chucky bodyguard because yeah. there's so many kids mm-hmm. that I was just like right behind her, totally focused, not talking to anybody because I was afraid of losing her.
Right.
Because there were so many kids. So then I had this, but then I did, there was one, this really handsome dad, like a DILF, mm-hmm. and he and I were standing at the end of the driveway, and Monroe and his daughter were like, you know, they were going up and trick or treat, whatever. So the guy starts talking to me, and we just, it was a straight guy, whatever, but we start small talk, and he goes, well, hey, my name's Mark. I'm like, oh, hey, my name's Chuck, but my friends call me Chucky. And he's like, okay. So he just thought that was probably at that point it was weird, and then he stopped talking to me.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
A little nerdy.
Just called, because I introduced myself as Chucky. I'm dressed as Chucky. I'm in character.
No, I get it.
Dad humor is already hard, period. Like, you know what I mean? You're already, you know, it's an uphill battle for that.
You're in overalls.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
I mean,
come on.
How much candy did she get?
She got a pretty good amount of candy. Nice. But her school wants her to do heart work. Which
what
is
that?
Like,
oh, God.
I know. I hate it. And I love her school, but I hate that they're doing this.
What heart is work is what they call homework now.
Heart work? Like heart. Your heart.
Disgusting. Yeah.
I know.
And by the way, doesn't even make fucking sense. Like division, multiplication, like you're writing a paper, and that's heart work. No, it's not. 1.8, baby.
Yeah, that threw me, the heart work. But part of her heart work was that she was to take a portion of her candy and donate it to, I don't know, somebody. So she's taking it to school today in a Ziploc bag. It was all that we went through it. All the
you
bad
should drive
candy.
Her past Skid Row and see if anybody wants a Reese's. You know,
like, what do you what? Just crack the window what? And start throwing it out the sunroof? I don't.
So we went through it last night, and we took all the bad candy, put it in a Ziploc, and we'll donate the bad candy.
Sweet.
But we kept like the Nerds. They're Fun Dip. We got two Fun Dips.
Oh,
I say
God.
We.
Stick. I love
yes.
the
stick
fun
with the
dip.
Pure
sugar.
Ooh. Pure sugar.
Yeah.
Like,
Nerd!
Yeah, we had to keep that. But it was pretty fun. And then I noticed all the parents, they had travelers, you know, just kind of walking around.
Oh, yeah, you need a road cock.
Yeah, and you know what? I was originally going to drive, then I was like, you know, I'm probably going to want a drink. So we Ubered. I'm so glad. That was a good investment.
Yes.
Although, you know, it costs like $100 to go over the hill now.
Yeah. No, I know.
Well, especially Halloween.
Yeah, Halloween night.
Oh, do they charge more for Halloween?
Well, yeah, because there's a lot of people wanting
surcharge.
To get
in cars. Yeah.
And the roads, it takes longer, too, so the fares are. It took me half an hour to get home from your house.
And everyone's driving to West Hollywood, so, like, you know, for the parade yesterday.
I really would have liked to have done a little makeup scars with Chucky, but I didn't. I got my spray tan yesterday, Heather.
Yeah, you don't want to fuck it up.
I don't want to fuck it up. I'm going to BravoCon tomorrow. I don't want, you know, done the prosthetic scars, probably would have, the tan would have come off, and then it would look like I have scars. You know what I'm saying?
Have you ever gotten a spray tan and then given a blowjob? Because that happens to me quite often. I will do.
Oh, yeah. Delight us.
Yeah. Well, because I'm on the road a lot, I have to spend quality time with my husband when I'm home, and I'll always do a spray tan before I leave for like a week of shows, and then I'll always forget, and it'll be setting in, and then I'll, you know, I'll give him that good, and then the next day, it'll just like, just looks like somebody's spray painting my face.
Oh, no.
I always forget, every time, and then he's like, I got an orange dick. What's happening?
Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, plus the stuff you don't, like gas. Save on gas while you drive the kids to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever else you want to go. Plus, take some guilt-free time on the couch because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery. It's perfect for ordering new remote batteries, plus more coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you, plus snacks for your movie night. Plus, save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun, Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more. Because savings is what the whole Walmart Plus membership is all about. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions. $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential plan only, separate registration required.
Travel is great, but planning for travel can be time-consuming and difficult. That's where One Travel comes in. With One Travel, you'll find everything you need to book the perfect trip. Flights, hotels, cars, transportation, it's all right there. With One Travel, you can book online, via app, or even pick up the phone and talk to a travel advisor ready to help you make your selections. Visit onetravel.com/music or call 855-437-2154. Plan it, book it, live it. One Travel.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with Norwegian. Visit NCL.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line, ships registry the Bahamas and USA.
The rest of my life gonna start today.
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
All right, so I did want to mention the other thing that was happening during... So I was in charge of 3 to 4 girls.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. So when the moms started talking, I was the one that was keeping an eye on the girls. And fortunately, my niece, she had a blinking necklace on. So she's the one that strays.
Mm-hmm.
That's Pepper. That's my brother's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she loves her treats. She loves her candy.
Mm-hmm.
And I caught her a few times. Asking the people if she could have another, if she could have 2 or if she could have 3. So they would put a treat, and she said, can I have 2, please?
Girl after my own heart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I noticed that she was getting collecting a lot more candy than the other girls. And then I was on to what she was doing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I also noticed that the candy was disappearing pretty quickly because she was basically eating it on the driveway.
Yeah.
Sure.
And I said, you need to keep up with the other girls, Pepper. I said, are you eating the candy? No, I'm not. I said, really? Because it looks like you might be eating. No,
nope.
I said, I don't want you eating more candy. Uh-huh. We're going to eat it when we get home. And I said, and it's rude to ask for more than one. So I had to keep an eye on her because I was pretty smart, though.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, this is such a Pepper thing to do. You know, like being from the South. I mean, I was a chubby kid, but like being from the South, I knew a girl named Pepper who's just like, yep. Yeah, I got them king size Butterfinger bars, you know, good for her. I like Pepper.
She's very friendly like you. She talks to everybody.
Too friendly.
There were a few times where she's okay. So most people, they're right at their doorstep. Mm-hmm. Right. And then they're handing out candy. Pepper somehow worked her way into a few houses.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is she? I'm like, she's in the house. I'm like,
she's in the foyer asking for a drink.
She's in the foyer.
Yeah.
She's in the foyer. No other kids were in the foyer.
That's me.
That is Heather.
I was a kid growing up, too. I loved to chit-chat with the parents, and then the kids would get upset. They're like, why aren't you hanging out at the slumber party? I'm like, I'm talking to your stepmom, Kathy, while she rents cigs, and I'm finding out what a little bitch you are. Like,
totally.
I always wanted to talk to the parents. I want to be in the foyer having a, you know, even if it's an apple juice, I want to be in there. Knowing the tea.
I mean, I think she was going to stay for dinner a few places.
She's like, what's cooking, Shane?
Shane, she was always one house behind. All the girls, so my daughter, her cousin's friend, they were always one house ahead of Pepper.
Uh-huh.
But Pepper was more efficient because she was collecting more candy by asking for two.
Get two, eat one. It's a great system.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But
she's on to something.
But she was stressing me out because she was so far behind.
I love the blinking necklace.
I do too.
Smart.
It was smart. Mm-hmm. I wish I would have had a blinking necklace on all of the kids because I was having trouble finding the three girls that mm-hmm. were together, but it was easy to find Pepper.
Yeah.
How do you feel about child leashes?
I'm pro. I have no children, but I'm. It makes sense to me.
Bring
in the
her
airport,
back.
For sure.
Are you kidding? Yes.
I don't let her. She's not more than 4 feet in front of me.
Right. You have a little girl. I think about Clyde, and when he's older, I'm thinking if I got like a cute waist belt with like a rotating leash, like an orbit, like I'd be like a tetherball pole and he could just orbit around me.
Well, kind of like a dog walker. You know, they have those nice little satchels around the waist.
Yes.
You have little treats in it.
Exactly.
You throw them a Reese's cup. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it's great.
I know some people don't like the leashes, but I think if you are in a crowded place,
it's actually great parenting. It's responsible.
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely a helicopter parent, mm-hmm. especially like in a situation last night where just anybody could grab one of those kids. Like, I'm paranoid about that.
Kidnapping's not a thing anymore.
Everybody
knows
not?
That.
Oh, nobody does that anymore.
Oh, really?
No. Yeah.
It's not chic anymore to kidnap.
Kids are too expensive. Nobody wants them.
And they're kind of a lot.
They're
that is the chicest.
So chic.
Well, if you've been to like Disney World, Disneyland, any amusement parks recently, also, I was at Universal Studios the other day, and the people that are on the motorized scooters, you know, our handicapable friends, are going 100 miles an hour. So I would have one of those retractable dog leashes. So if you see somebody coming in the wheelchair that's going to mow your child over, you snatch them back.
Totally. A spritz bottle for discipline.
Exactly.
Well, it's funny you mentioned those wheelchair things because I was reading this morning, I always read the most random articles, where this guy, he's like 49 years old and he has cerebral palsy and he was flying from Canada to Vegas and they Air Canada did not have a wheelchair for him when they arrived in Vegas. Mm-hmm. And so he and his wife had to like drag him. So
no.
He had to use his upper body strength to walk from aisle 12 to the front of the plane. And then they kind of, because he couldn't walk at all.
Like an army crawl through the plane?
Yeah.
Well,
because
Canada is the fucking worst.
And
I was
Air
just
Canada
on
was
it. It's
saying
the worst.
They have a third party wheelchair service that I guess didn't come through. But I want to ask you, because if I was in a wheelchair, I would always travel with my own wheelchair. Like, I don't want to rely on someone else's wheelchair, right?
Yeah, you would think that you'd have your own wheelchair.
I don't know if you'd bring them on the plane.
But can I roll it up to the door and then have them check it?
Yeah, gate check. I just traveled with Clyde. That's what I did with the stroller.
That's what I'm thinking with the stroller. Because when I went to I remember I used to rely on Disneyland to have a stroller for me. Mm. And I thought just because we're doing the VIP and you're spending all that fucking money that somebody would have a stroller for me. But I remember the time where they didn't have a stroller.
It was the time we started at noon. They're like, sorry, it's first come, first serve. All the strollers are gone.
Yeah.
I bet you he didn't. His wheelchair probably didn't fit down the aisle. So they have a special wheelchair to bring you from your seat to the exit of the plane.
Oh, they might have had it at the gate check at the front of the plane.
Yes, it might have been there waiting for him.
Yeah, because it wouldn't make much sense that he wouldn't have any form of transportation.
No, what are you supposed to crowd surf in front of the plane?
So I don't know if Eric, somebody had provided a wheelchair to get on the plane, but they just didn't have one in Vegas. But here's the
thing.
Because
everyone in Vegas is in a fucking wheelchair.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
There were none left.
With like
they
those
yardstick
drinks.
They probably got there at noon.
Yeah.
Like we did at Disneyland.
Well, I hope he's still there and he can come to Ask Andy on Friday at 10 a.m.
Wow.
Oh, Bravo
Con.
Wow.
Wow.
But
wow.
Oh, for I tell you the best part.
What?
They gave him a $2,000 flight voucher.
Not enough.
Not enough.
I don't think that's
enough
either.
Oh, I thought that was a lot.
No.
Well, I mean, listen, you're not going very far on Air Canada, but it is. It's, I mean, that shit's duct taped together. It ain't.
Is it like our Southwest or Spirit?
Yes. I would say Frontier Spirit-esque.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Oh, so 2,000 is a lot.
Yeah.
But I think the moral of the story is you got to probably have to travel with your own wheelchair.
You do, yes.
Just like you travel with your own stroller.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. This feels like dicey territory.
It does.
Does it really?
You're blaming the victim here a little bit.
Don't want to give someone that kind of control. You know what I mean? I want to be in control of my own destiny.
I'm
not making fun of anybody. I'm just saying.
Spreading information.
And he did get a $2,000 voucher, which I think is a lot. Because every time we have a problem with like American or United.
You're like, here's 5 miles.
They give me jack shit.
Just free Wi-Fi.
But also, I haven't had to drag myself out of a plane.
Right.
Yet.
The day is young, Jeff.
Yeah.
Have you been on a plane with a prisoner? Because I was on a plane not too long ago, and somebody was handcuffed, and I'm in the front, obviously, but they walked by, and they covered up. They're kind of like sort of in street clothes, but not. It was a very oddly jarring thing to see.
I have never even thought about that.
Yeah, it was a prisoner that was being transferred.
I guess how would they get there? Yeah. Air Canada.
Air Canada.
Right.
Right.
Listen, I was on a flight to Tampa. You know what I mean? They were just...
Wow.
That makes
sense.
That makes sense. I love Tampa.
Can I ask what row they were in? Were they in first class?
No. I was in the 4C. And
you were 4C.
And they were just... They passed me. But I noticed. Because I live in Atlanta. So Atlanta Airport, you always see crazy shit because it's the busiest airport in the world.
Yeah.
And I've seen prisoners go through the airport before and they try and cover it up where they'll put like a sweatshirt over their hands. But it's very obvious what's happening. So
were they wearing like a black and white striped jumpsuit?
No, they were not.
Like me?
No.
It wasn't. What about orange? An orange jumpsuit?
No, it was just kind of like gray sweats.
Oh, so regular clothes.
Regular clothes.
Athleisure.
Athleisure, yes.
Trendy. Oh, how nice. So he's in sweat so he could be comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you kind of wonder, what'd you do?
What'd you do? I wanted to ask, what'd you do? Also kind of hot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Kind of hot.
Well, we've all seen those mug shots.
Oof.
Those hot mug shots. And we think, oh, we can change them.
I get on the side of TikTok.
So true.
I love like death row TikTok where these girls find these guys on TikTok and then they, and then they just start, they marry them and then they'll do a whole like get ready with me day in the life of me going to visit my death row husband. It's great.
I guarantee they all listen to Jeff Lewis Live.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, that's some serious issues.
Well, I hope they're at my show this Saturday.
They'll be there.
See you there.
I have some clarity on the wheelchair. So oftentimes airlines provide aisle wheelchairs. Mm. So it is to get you front down the aisle because he has a big motorized wheelchair.
Sure. That makes sense.
Yes. But it's waiting for him at the door. They can't get it down.
A thinner
the plane.
Model.
Yes.
Okay. But can I ask you, so when you get out of the plane and you're on what's the
jetway?
Yeah, the jetway. Is there another wheelchair there for him then?
Maybe his wheelchair is there. Or they bring him into the loading zone. Boarding area.
Yeah, yeah.
He just had to get from row 12 to the front of the plane.
And I keep bringing it up, I think it's very generous to do the 2,000 because I've never seen them offer that kind of money. Any airline.
Yeah, he could probably get like 40 flights on Air Canada with that.
Feels like a big mess.
I know. I normally don't like Southwest, but I should. They did kind of do me a solid like many, many years back where I was in Vegas and I, was up most of the night and I might have still been drunk the next day and I could have smelled pretty bad, like, alcohol.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And a flight attendant, I probably shouldn't have been boarding a plane, but the flight attendant said, I'm going to let you, you're drunk. She goes, you're drunk.
Whoa.
And I said, she's like,
here's an Adderall.
She goes, don't say a word. She goes, You go to your seat and you sit down and don't say anything through this whole flight. I'm like,
Yeah.
And I did. I followed directions. She let me. I thought I was fine, but I guess not. I think I smelled.
Yeah, you
smelled.
They could smell the vodka.
It's in my pores.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's nothing better than like an old school flight attendant who's been, you know, working the friendly skies for 40 years.
Seen it all.
Named Cynthia. And she's just like, let me tell you what. You know, they give you a little, and I'm very Delta loyal and I talk about how much I love Delta all the time. So whenever I'm on a flight, the flight attendants, I mean, there must be something in my account that's just like, you know, put on the show for her.
This bitch is loyal.
Oh, loyal. I mean, I'll get handwritten notes, like a whole bag full of the little pistachios. Mm-hmm. They're like, listen. We know your blood sugar's low. Here you go. I love it.
Here's a Biscoff.
Yeah, here's a Biscoff.
But those are the kind of flight attendants that you don't fuck around.
No.
Because you know, like, she will throw me off that flight.
She'll throw you off. She'll tase you. Yep. You know what I mean? She's got it.
I'm not fucking around.
Mm-mm.
She's in charge.
Mm-hmm.
But then some of them are a little weak. You know what I mean?
I love my gay flight attendants, though. But you're right. I will, like, fuck around with them. Like, if the light's on, I will go to the bathroom. Like, I don't respect them as much.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Gay flight attendants?
Yeah.
That's a hate crime.
I mean, I love them. I love how they give me, like, the bottle of when they give us the bottle of wine on the way out, like, that's everything.
Thanks for listening. If you want more of this, listen to Jeff Lewis Live every weekday on Sirius XM, as well as the Jeff Lewis channel exclusively on the Sirius XM app. For a 3-month free trial, go to SiriusXM.com/Jeff Lewis. Terms apply.
Travel is great, but planning for travel can be time-consuming and difficult. That's where One Travel comes in. With One Travel, you'll find everything you need to book the perfect trip. Flights, hotels, cars, transportation, it's all right there. With One Travel, you can book online, via app, or even pick up the phone and talk to a travel advisor ready to help you make your selections. Visit onetravel.com/music or call 855-437-2154. Plan it, book it, live it. One Travel.
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.